It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I was walking down the side street thinking about you. I said, I'll come in the door and you'll probably be ready to greet me. Chef Brockett gave me this book. He loaned it to me because he thought you might like to see it. Take a look at the front of it and see if you can tell what it's about. Many different kinds of breads. That's what that says, breads. And that's what's in this book. Lots of different kinds of breads. Let's take it to the kitchen and look at it, all right? Picture has a picture about a tea party. All right, fish. Some fish like deep bread. Yep. Now, let me show you these different breads here. This one's called whole wheat bread. See it? And this one's called gingerbread. You ever eaten that? This is called long Russian rye bread. It does look long, doesn't it? Bet that has a hard crust. That one's called herring bread. Herring like the fish, I guess. And this one is round Russian rye. Remember the long Russian rye? And this one is the round Russian rye. That one's butter crust bread. That's Syrian bread. It looks flat and looks like one of those things that you throw, you know? And this one is twin homemade bread. They do look like twins. French onion bread. White sliced bread. Bet you've had sandwiches made with that, haven't you? And cornbread. And that's called twisted challah. That one's French bread. And that one's cracked wheat bread. Lots of different breads. Why don't we make some bookmarks to put in there, of ones that we might like to ask Chef Brockett about. Yeah, I have an idea that he might have some of these breads at his store. That's too big for one bookmark, so we'll just fold it and tear it and make two out of it. One and one are two. And we'll fold those and tear them and find out that two and two are four. And fold them and tear them and find out that four and four are eight. Them all down here so you can see all of them together. Two, four, five, six, seven, eight. Look at that. One and one are two. two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And you know, we could do that with our fingers. But we have 10 fingers. So we could say, one and one are two. Two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And eight and two are 10. Now we can count them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. It's hard to do it like that, you know that? You try it. You try it yourself. But I'm going to put some of these bookmarks in here to be sure that we ask about some of these breads. Long Russian rye and... Oh, five's enough. Let's go to Chef Brockett's bakery. See if he has any of these breads to show us. Mrs. Schenck may be there. How could we say hello to her in Spanish? Buenos dias, okay? Ready? Let's go. Buenos dias, señora Schenck.
Buenos dias, Mr. Ryer. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, también.
Is Chef Brockett here?
He's in the kitchen.
Could I see him? Mrs. Schenck, just a minute. What's this?
This is a pan, and you put the bread here. You see, I just pull out from there.
Oh, it's a pan for making four loaves of bread.
Yes.
May I show it to my friends?
One, two, three.
Oh, good. See?
Chef Brockett, Mr. Royal is coming.
So that's how they make them all together.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Don.
How in the world are you?
Great. I was just showing my friends this pan for four loaves of bread.
Yeah, that's the pan we use.
I had never seen one like that. Take it out. Yeah.
You can put it right here.
Thanks for loaning us the book.
Oh, you enjoy the book?
Very much. And we looked at all the different kinds of breads, and I wondered if you had any real ones like the ones in here.
We have some of them. I tell you what. Why don't you and your friends look at the picture and then see if you can find the breads right here, okay?
Great. Good idea. Huh? Should we do that? Okay. We'll match up the picture with the real breads. Are they mostly over here?
Mostly over here, yeah.
Okay. Now, the first one I have, Long Russian Rye. We'll just start here.
No, that's not it.
Now, that's all puffy on the top, and this is...
Right. I'll tell you what, if your friends could be right here, it would be easier for them because they could smell it. Yeah. Oh, there's nothing that smells more wonderful than freshly made bread. Mm. And then they could touch it and see the different breads feel different, too.
You know, if the baker allows them to touch
it. That's right. And of course, they all taste different.
Yeah. Okay, it's not this one. I don't think it's this one, is it?
No. Looks something like it, but that's not it.
It does. And it's certainly not this.
No.
Those are almost round.
Right. No.
How about there?
There it is. That's it.
Well, this of course, looks smaller because it's a picture.
Sure. See, this is really hard.
Certainly.
Very hard crust.
Now, just a minute. Let me see what the next one is we want. Oh, there's this, what they call Syrian bread.
Right. That one will be a little easier.
It will be right there.
There it is.
Yeah.
See, sometimes when people have a cookout, they put weenies or wieners or lamb or beef on the skewer. That's a long kind of piece of steel that they would put over the fire. And they cook their food. And then you can break this bread off and make a little pocket. And this little pocket holds the meat. And you can just take the bread like this and pull the meat off the skewer.
Oh, nice. Yeah. May I taste it?
Sure. good.
It does taste like a bun, doesn't it? Okay, now that was the Syrian bread. How about white sliced bread?
Well, that's over there, and besides, I have a special slicer. I'll show you that later.
Okay. Now, this is twisted challah with poppy seed. Let's just keep on going and see if we can find it.
That one should be easy.
Da-da-dum, 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 da-da-dum. There it is.
That's it right there. And see, it's really twisted. It's like it's braided. You actually braid the dough.
Like braiding people's hair.
Right. And smell those poppy seeds.
Pretty. I did.
Good?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what's this one? French bread.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's very close to here.
Right here.
What are all these lines?
Just cut
for?
Those with a knife, and then when the bread rises, they stay like this. And this is a hard crust, too. This one feels hard on the outside.
Well, I could. I wanted to ask you about these. There seems to be a little one and then a bigger one.
That's right. Well, these go in the big pan that you saw before. Then I have a little pan for this one.
Oh.
See?
Hey, nice. Oh, great. Now, what about the sliced bread?
Oh, maybe Mrs. Schenk will help me. Mrs. Schenk, you want to give me a loaf of white bread? Now, see, this is our slicer.
That's a big machine.
Put this all the way down.
Now.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. You watch the bread.
Look at that.
How about that, huh?
It must be many little knives in there.
Going up and down. That's right. You have to be very careful with this machine.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I'd like to buy some.
Okay.
Maybe some of that Syrian bread, the kind that was sort of round. I could take this one that you
You can have that one for a present, and then I'll sell you the other ones.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
And you know, something else I wanted to ask you. Do you have any herring bread?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, yeah.
Herring bread.
It does look like a herring fish, doesn't it? Could I buy that?
Okay.
And four of these.
Okay, I'll give you this one for a present. And then four of these will be 20 cents a piece. It'll be 80 cents. Look, my friend's got the bag already. This is real teamwork.
I guess so.
I don't know what I'd do without her. She helps me all the time. I'll put this other present one in here, too. It's 80 cents on this and 35 on this one.
Oh, wait a minute. 80 and 35.
Right.
How much is that?
That would be... $1.15.
Look, I just have a dollar.
I'll tell you what. Owe me the 15 cents. Give it to me the next time.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you very much. And thanks for the book, Chef Baraka.
Okay, you're welcome.
I'll remember the 15 cents.
Well, you remembered the book, so I know you remember the 15 cents.
Okay, thanks.
Adios, Mr. Fred.
Adios, Mrs. Shank.
Bye, Fred.
Tengo
Bye,
Dawn.
Hi. Different kinds of breads, aren't there? Well, I feel like it's time for some make-believe. Trying to think up something that we could make-believe with a big loaf of bread. Have any ideas? Great, huge loaf of bread in the neighborhood of make-believe. What about having it fly through the air and different people think it's different things and they just don't understand it? Shall we pretend that? Okay. Might be scary for some people. Well, we'll pretend, but we know that it's a loaf of bread up there in the sky, okay? Okay, Charlie. We're all set to go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
wash, meow, 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 wash, meow, 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 wash. Meow, meow, meow thing. Meow, 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 meow bread looking thing. Meow, meow, sky. Meow, X. X. Meow, meow, here. Meow, X.
Henrietta, what's the matter? What's wrong?
Meow, so glad to see you. Meow, meow, thing, meow, meow, sky. Meow, meow, big thing, meow, meow, bread.
No, 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 no. That's not a big bread. It's just a big cloud. It can't be a bread. It's just a cloud that looks like a bread.
Meow, meow, sure, meow? Meow, help me find X, meow.
Well, sure. I'll be glad to help you find X. You stay right here, and I'll see where he is.
Meow.
Maybe he went to the museum go round.
Rocket.
Oh, hi, Lady Elaine. You haven't by any chance seen X, have you?
No, I haven't. And this is no time for visiting, Brockett.
Well, what's the matter?
Don't look now, but we are being invaded from outer space.
What makes you think that?
The flying bread. Dangerous, dangerous people, those bread people. But very clever.
I'm not gonna go along with this.
What do you mean?
It's just a huge cloud that looks like a bread.
You think what you want to think. I'm going to hide.
It does look kind of solid to be a cloud, though. I wonder what it could be. Hi, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Chef Brockett. Oh, I saw your flying bread, and I think it's a superb kind of advertisement.
Well, it's not my advertisement.
Oh, it's not? Oh, then what is it? Goodness gracious, oh, what is it? Oh,
well, I don't know, Mrs. Platypus. I really don't. I thought it was a big cloud.
Oh, my goodness, I better get inside. Oh, come
on. Well, have you seen X?
Oh, no, I haven't. I'm sorry.
I can't find X anywhere. I think I'd better take this matter up with the king. Hello, Miss Pelificate. If X is at the castle, would you please send him home? There's an emergency. There's something flying toward the tree. It looks like it's going right near the tree, and Henrietta needs X. And now could I please talk to King Friday? How do you do, Your Majesty, sire? This is Chef Brockett, Your Majesty. I think we have an emergency in the neighborhood. Well, see, there's this big thing that's flying around the sky, and I thought it was just a cloud, but it's getting near the tree, and I think maybe X and Henrietta are in trouble. Could you come over? Thank you. Thank you, Your Majesty. I'll tell them you're on the way.
It's wow, still King up there.
Friday, you really got here in a hurry.
Well, certainly, I would always come in an emergency. But yeah. Look up there at the bread.
Ooh, that really is big, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. And it's getting lower and lower.
Yeah.
Meow, you're coming right here, meow.
Careful,
meow,
Chef
meow,
Brockett.
I will.
Be very careful. Don't get too near it.
Coming right here, meow.
Oh, be careful, Chef Brockett.
I will.
Be very careful. Don't get too near it.
I won't, but...
Oh, look, it's coming down. Look. Oh.
It's a bread, all right. The biggest bread I've ever seen.
You be very careful, Chef Brockett. What's it feel like?
It feels hard. It has letters here on the side.
What are those letters?
O-C-S.
O-C-S? Well, of course. It's from my Owl Correspondence School.
That's what it says.
My own special school.
Well, it says that right here on the sign.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, O-C-S, meow.
I take it that you don't think it's dangerous bread.
Is it all right to open it, do you think?
There's
a sign that says open.
Oh, sure, just break it open. I mean...
Just break it right open, huh?
Yeah, the people at the O-C-S would never hurt anybody.
Well, I'll take the sign off then.
Yeah?
You sure it's all right to open it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll open it slowly, just in case.
Absolutely sure, Rex.
Meow, meow.
Well, there's something inside.
What is it? Oh, boy, let me see, Chef.
It's a circular introducing owl history.
Oh.
Look.
Oh, look at that. Ocean owl. Why, he must have helped Christopher Columbus.
You can see him right there on the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, and look. Here's Wild Bill Owl, who helped tame the West. Oh, he was a cowboy.
Excellent, yes.
And look at this, Henrietta. Here's an owl you'll know about.
Meow, meow, Betsy Owl. Meow, meow, helping make the flag.
That's right. Betsy Owl. Gee, this is a wonderful course in owl history. I didn't know that there was a course about owls like this.
Oh, boy, I didn't know it either, but I'll be able to learn all about my species.
Yes, you will, because look, there's an application on the back. It means you can sign up. It says sign your name if you want to take the owl history. Put the application back into the envelope. You have to sign it, X.
Okay. I'll be glad to. Yeah. Thanks. X.
Good.
Is. Okay, now, what do you mean back in the envelope?
Back in the envelope. There's no envelope. Oh, I think they mean the bread.
Of course they do.
I'll put it back in there.
Thank you.
I want to get it just like they had it in the bread.
Meow was scared, meow.
You know, I know you were, Hen, but meow. The king came and everybody was together, so I think it was all right.
You think it'll fly off now?
I think so, but you know what I ought to do first? I think I'll put this sign back on.
Yeah.
The way it was, all right?
All right.
Now let's see if it flies.
See what happens. Oh, look. Look at it go.
Meow, 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 meow.
The biggest bread I ever saw. At least we know it's not a cloud now.
A funny way to send a message. And a loaf of bread. Yeah. First it was frightening, wasn't it? Because they didn't know what it was. But after you know what something is, then it isn't frightening anymore. Maybe we could just make an envelope out of this. These three pieces that we have left. Because that's what this was, you know. This loaf of bread was an envelope. With a message in it from the Owl Correspondence School. How could we make an envelope with three pieces? Or we could put these two together and then just leave this as an opening. Here, I'll get some glue. Here's some. Just put a thin line of glue on there. There. That's sort of like a pocket. That reminds me of that Syrian bread. See? It's sort of like an envelope, isn't it? An opening like that. Okay, now what should we do with this piece? Guess we could use it for a flap. Put it like that, and then flap it over like that for an envelope. Okay. Oh, I'm sure you'd have lots of ideas of how to make envelopes and things. You could even make it in the shape of a loaf of bread if you wanted to. Or in the shape of a house. Sure. You think up your own ways. Of making things. You have such good ideas. Yeah. Well, give the fish a little food. See you tomorrow, fish. And that's when you and I'll be together again tomorrow. You remember when I did one or two? One and one or two, two and two or four. It makes it look like magic. You try it. Just put your hands together very fast and then put up your other two fingers. See? Like that. Okay. Let's sing the Tomorrow song together and we can try it like this, okay? How does it start? Tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. So many different kinds of breads in the world and so many different kinds of people in the world. And I like you exactly as you are. Yeah, the exact way that you are right now. And I'll like you that way tomorrow, too. See you then. Goodbye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.